Now, the rest of the story. When the International Jugglers Association met in July last year, it was determined officially who was the best in the business, the best of all the jugglers. And the answer, even before that elite competition, everyone knew. The greatest juggler in the world, the unequaled master of his art, was the astonishing Anthony Gatto. An international star for many years, Mr. Gatto had won gold medals in competitions all over the world, had dazzled audiences from Paris to Rome to Monte Carlo to Sydney, had dumbfounded colleagues and critics wherever he went. And now he was coming to San Jose, California, to the IJA convention, where he had won 5 gold medals 4 years previous. This year's predictions were running the same. Among all of the fine jugglers who ever tossed a ball in the air, there was nobody anywhere who could touch Anthony Gatto. As the day approached when Mr. Gatto was to perform, there was the usual mounting excitement and admiring conjecture. It was generally agreed that one is born this way rather than able to produce any such prowess through any amount of diligence. Indeed, Mr. Gatto trained no more than 45 minutes a day and seldom repeated the same routine more than a few times. He was constantly inventing. He would simply envision a complex maneuver and reproduce it flawlessly on the spot. There were also some breathless rumors that at this event, Mr. Gatto would be pushing back the horizons of the art, would be attempting things that none of the 2,600 IJA members had ever seen before. The day arrived, the master strode on stage. Dignified and calm, poised and powerful looking, he grasped the rings, released them into the air, and gave them life. Minutes later, Gatto's most gifted rivals had been vanquished. He had won in the rings category. In the balls event, he was equally mystifying, beginning with 5, making them appear to dance in thin air. And then there were 6, and then 7, and then 8, and the world's best jugglers, who'd come from as far away as West Germany and China, sat silent and open-mouthed in the audience. And then the final category, the clubs. Mr. Gatto's most formidable rival had managed to keep 7 clubs aloft for about 3 seconds. 7 of them. That was a tough mark to shoot for. Mr. Gatto added the 7th club. All 7 were now seemingly supernaturally suspended in space for 3 seconds, and then 30, and then a full minute, and then 2 minutes, and then was added an 8th club. All 8 of them airborne now. The audience, first hushed and stunned, suddenly was swept to its feet in an explosion of cheers and applause. There were perhaps only 3 jugglers in the world who could juggle 7 clubs for moments. Few, perhaps none, who had even attempted 8. This impossible feat Anthony Gatto accomplished, winning the overall IJA title with a score of 94.83 out of an inconceivable 100, 5 incredible points better than anybody's previous best. All of the professionals who saw it fully appreciated the difficulty of what the master did that day, and not even they can believe this one thing more, that the great Anthony Gatto, who has competed against and crushed the giants of juggling, the pyrotechnician who has bewildered the world of exhibitions and major competitions since 1981, that he, Anthony Gatto, is right now 13 years young. 13? 13. And now you know the rest of the story.